This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. Hasheretz Shenimtza Lamatam in the Chushto Sheltanur. Hasheretz, a dead sheretz, is in the bottom, underneath the tanur, in the part of the ground that's sunken in underneath the tanur. Tohor, Shani Oymed, the tanur itself is Tohor, because we say that the sheretz, when it fell in to the tanur, was chai. No foul. That's when it fell in, it was chai. When it passed through the ear space of the tanur, it was alive. The achshav meis, it died only when it went into the bottom, and the bottom's not the ear space of the tanur. The Rav explains that the assumption is that it was not here before the tanur was put there, because the tanur has been sitting here for the last week, and the sheretz is dead now, but it's clear that it didn't die a week or two ago. It's pretty freshly died. So there's one of two possibilities. Either it was dead when it passed through the ear space of the tanur, in which case the tanur became tameh, or it fell through, and the bottom of the tanur, remember the tanur sits on the ground, so on the it went through, it was alive, and then it went down to the bottom, and it dug in, and it died there. So we assume that it was chayin off of achshav meis. So step number one over here is, that's in fact, look at the Rambam. The Rambam points this out, in Kelim, Perikud Gimel Alok Avov, that the chiddush is, asher yipol mehem al toichoy ad shetikones atzmo shel tumah betoichoy. So the sheretz, which is the in the bottom, in the gumo, mitachas, is not considered ba'atzmo shel tanur. So that's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two is the fact that you could be mitzad lekulo. Based on what? Based on a cheskas tahara. This lechara opens up the floor to a whole inyan called sofik, when something was metame, which is something we haven't had over the last 9 prokim. The inyan of sveikis in taharis is something we haven't learned yet in Meseches Kelim, but it's a whole noise in a lot of different Meseches, and we'll see a lot about it weiter in Meseches Kelim and in Oilus, and especially in Meseches Taharis. When you have a sofik tumah b'shus hayochid, we don't fashtalzuch on cheskis tahara. Sofik tumah b'shus hayochid is gzeis hakosuv, that we're metame. Sofik tumah b'shus haram, we're metayer. So you look at the Tveres Yisrael over here, and he says the idea that part of the sugya of sofik tumah is that by yesh beidas l'shoil. A person, question, if he becomes tummy, if he doesn't become tummy, so yesh beidas l'shoil, so over there he becomes tummy misofik. Over here the question is on the status of the sheretz, when it was metame. The sheretz certainly doesn't have shilas. It's called b'loshn chazal ein beidas l'shoil, and because of that, the halacha is that you sveik a tohar. There's another point to make over here that Achren, Mishnah Achren, and others point out, that even if you say that over here it doesn't have the klal to be metame, but l'maisa, the sheretz is dead before neinu. Why not say that ein l'dover elo what you see in front of you, what's called kol atumos kishas mitzioson, which is a klal we find in places. You have to see a zach kemoishu before neinu is a dover tame. So why aren't we metame because of that? Say, l'maisa, right now we see a dead sheretz. The dead sheretz is b'mekoymoi, when it fell through the ear space, we also saw it as tame. The answer to that, Achrenu point out, is a klal that ein machzikin tumah mimokim l'mokim. It's a sugi in the beginning of Nida, Dav Gimel, Dav Dalid. We'll take out the klal, and we won't do zechayin the inyan now, because we're not really holding these in yonim. But the fact that we see a sheretz tome b'fanenu in the ground on the bottom of the tanur doesn't allow us to be choshish that it was a live sheretz, or I'm sorry, that it was a dead sheretz, when it was b'mokamache, namely inside the ear space of the tanur. Ein machzikin tumah b'mokam l'mokam. That's a klal. The one who's mayrich on this klal, ein machzikin tumah b'mokam l'mokam, ein machzikin issa b'mokam l'mokam, is the Shev Shmaitzin, Shmaitzin Gimel. Moshe, if you want a case of issa v'heter, so Shmaitz has arichus over there on poiskim. Choykankim and other poiskim, Bogan Avram, legabi hilchus Pesach, when you find in a pot that's bubbling on the stove, you find a piece of chometz in the pot, and you don't know that maybe the contents of this pot came from another bigger pot. Picture yourself heating up chicken soup, and the chometz is a piece of chometz on Pesach that fell in. It fell in at some point. When? Now? Do we say that if there's a piece of a kernel of barley that's in the pot over here that it fell in over here? Or do we say that it was in the big pot that's in the fridge, you got it from there, and you have to assume that the barley was in the other pot? That's part of the, is this a klal l'hilchos tuma v'taira, or it's a klal also in other yisurim? Ayin shom. But it's a inyan barachov, we're not going to go into it now. The goyin over here in the Chidushi Agros, Mitzayin Mar Mekoymus, in the fourth parak of Tyrus, and the ninth parak of Tyrus, Ein Machzikin, Kol HaTumas Kishas Mitzioson, Ein Machzikin Mimokum Mokum, if it's over here on the bottom, Ein Machzikin, that there was a Dovet Tome, even in the Avir of the town. Machat Oitabas, that are Tmeim, Shenimtsu L'matim in Chushtoi Sholtanor, we know that they were Tmeois. We pointed out before in Mishnah Aleph that we don't know that they were Tomei. The assumption is, and these type of kelim, they go from place to place. They move very easily around. You have to assume they're Becheskas Tomei. So Gzeir Darabon, you have to assume they're Becheskas Tomei until you know better. So you find a Machat Vitabas. You have to give it at least a good chance that's Tomei. And you found them again on the bottom of the Tanur. They pass through the airspace. Tohor. No, we don't assume they passed through. Shani Oimer, Shom Hoyu Achle Boatanu. What we said before about the sherets falling through is because it definitely wasn't here before, because the town has been here for the last few weeks, and the sherets is not yet decomposed. It's dead, but it didn't fall apart yet. The tabas could have been buried over here. So Mela, there's a good chance of that. We see it on the bottom. Mechitesi, to create a suffix that it was above, that it went through the airspace of the town. However, Nimtzu, if you find it on the bottom, on the floor of the Tanubei for Makle, you find it and it's in fresh ashes, which clearly is a sign that it was in the Eifer that was now burnt up from the wood, the leftover ashes from the wood in the Tanur, Tomei, She'en Loi Bameh Yitle. We see it as in the oven. We don't see it as buried on the bottom. We could look at it as in a different place than inside the oven. Now, the real truth of the matter is that it's very hard to understand. If it's in the ashes, so then it's in the ear space of the tanner. The nechushta shel tanner is in the karka that's underneath. So, the karka is borrowed. The ground under the tanner is not in the ear space of the tanner. That's why it's not tommy. The shadow is only at mistomet got here because it fell through and then it borrowed into the ground. So that's the problem. But over here, it's in the ashes. It's mamish in the ear space of the Tanur. So what's the Chiddush? So either you'll have to say that ho gufo komash malon, that the ashes that are on bottom of the Tanur, we don't see as the ground underneath the Tanur, but we see it as in the Tanur itself. And the Eifer Makla is not memayit in the Chalala Tanur. This is where Tveres Yisrael says it. You look at the Rambam, the Rosh, and because of this Kasha L'Chayra, they explain that the Eifer Makla over here is not in the oven. If it's in the oven, then of course it's in the airspace of the Tanur. It's a no-brainer. We're talking about the Eifer Makla was already removed. You already cleaned out the Tanur. It's sitting in a pile next to the Tanur. The thing is that maybe the Machat V'Tapas found themselves in this pile of Eifer Makla, not B'Shas, the Hishtamshin of the Tanur. Now, the next day, you found a machat v'tabas in the pile of Eifer Makla, which came yesterday from the oven. Ooh, maybe yesterday it came out of the oven and it was there and it was already mitame when it went through the airspace. So Mishnah Achrona says a ganze pilpul that's talking about that there were two ovens. He has a big pile of Eifer Makla, he cleaned out both ovens, and now he has a pile in between, and he found the machat v'tabas. So really, you could say, oh, maybe it came from this one, maybe it came from that one, because it's a suffix between two ovens, but it definitely came out of one. We're not toiler, and we don't go lekula. It's another klal in tliois of sveikois. In tumah, is that we're not toiler the fact that it could have came from that one, it could have came from that one. He brings a raya from a Mishnah in the second parak of Mikvois. So again, we're not holding the sveikis of these in Yonim, so we're just saying over that fact. But without this Pshat, the Rambam, the Rosh, you're going to have to say the Nekuda that we mentioned before, the Chiddush is Gog Gufo, that's not called, not in the ear space of the Tanur, and because of that, it's Tommy. L'chor, that's what the Rav is saying, coming from the Rosh. Mishnah Dal, Tzvoik Shebola Mashkin Tmein, V'Noguv Mi Bachutz, a sponge that has in it Mashkin Tmein. The sponge itself is not a kli. It's a piece of material. But the mashke itself is tame. Outside, it's dry. Samela, we see the mashke as balua inside the svoig. Vinofa lavia tanur. It fell into the airspace of a tanur. Do we see that as mashke tmeo, which would be mitame, and it was bavira tanur? No. We see the mashke as balua in the svoig, and because of that, it shouldn't be mitame. The reason why it's tame is shesef mashke lotzes. We don't see it balua. Because a sponge, it comes out very easily. Wait a few minutes. As soon as you squeeze it a little bit, it'll come out. Weistoyth, that the reason why it doesn't have a din of balua is only because it's going to come out. What happens if it wouldn't come out so easily? Then it would be a din balua, which luchar is a raya muchrachas, that mashke, that's balua, even in a kli, not only in the body of a person or a bal chai, also has a din of balua. Problem is that when we discussed the din of tuma balua, we discussed that in a kli there is no balua. So we got it from a Rambam. And truth be told, that the Ravid in Perchof, Tumas Meis, Halacha Hei, brings this Mishnah as a Raya, not like the Rambam. Now that it's a mitzvah liyashiv as a Rambam. By the way, Rashi indeed, the Daf Samach Beis and Mebeis, seems quite clear. It says, Tuma Balua Loi Mitamye, he's talking over there about Tuma Balua Becharsin, also another Kli. And the Tuma Balua Besoicho, also Alt Balua. Sounds like he holds like the Ravid. So Reb Chaim in Grach al Hashas, Be'inyin Svoig Shabala Mashkin Tmeim, Chaznish says the same, says you have to say that there's a different type of balua. There's balua when a mashkin is intact, but it's absorbed into something. And absorbed into something is taka only by a balchai, beguf shol balchai, or a person. However, what we're talking about over here is that a mashkin which is absorbed into a sponge or into a chasin, it becomes kemandalesa, because it's ice liquid. It becomes absorbed into the total space of the sponge. And we see the mashke as beteli legabi the sponge. That's the nekuda over here. And akanami. If we're talking about a mashke which is mukunis b'mokim echod, you're right. That then wouldn't be by a kli. Mishnah continues. V'chein chaticho shel lefes v'shel gemi. There's also types of material, rubber, some other type of material, which you use these sort of like a sponge. What they used to do was, the Mepharshim say, they would put a piece of this into a chavish of yayin to get a taste of what the yayin tastes like. So also the mashkin that's balua inside the lefes or gemi, since it's darker lots, it's not called balua. Reb Shim mitaya b'shnei elu by a lefes v'gemi, because it's loy kol kach. Derech lotzis. The shell is only in degrees. Is it soifa lotzis by a svoig easily? By a lefes v'gemi a little bit, with a little bit more dripping out. Is that called soifa lotzis, or is it called balua?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.